Good morning, everyone. This morning, I'd like to share something that's a little bit personal, but I think we all have experiences that can help each other. And I've been going through some tribulations here lately, and I think most of y'all know that. But also, mindful that the Word of God says that hopefully that will end in hope after going through patience and experience. And I'll share that verse. On March the 10th, 1991, 33 years ago, I returned home from the Gulf War on Jason's birthday, my son, and saw my third son for the first time at 4 months old. Certainly, I had gone through tribulations of not knowing if I would be able to come home. I returned home to Germany. My wife, Cheryl, didn't even know when I was coming because it was secret that where we were. And me coming home was certainly something that I looked forward to. But I had to go through some tribulations of being shot at, and many of our members, some of our members have experienced that. I'm grateful for our service to our country, and I believe that we should try to serve our country in whatever way we can. And right now, our country's going through tribulations, and we need very much to pray for our country. But anyway, that particular day was special in my mind. I wrote Jason a note this morning as I was reminded of that. You know, such a beautiful day, and it was a beautiful day that day when I knocked on the door at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Cheryl came to the door and said, "Here's your baby." You know, it's like a beautiful time, but still, the pathway to hope, and certainly I had hope moments or days before they told me I could leave. Since I was the first ones to go to Gulf War, they let me go home first after the war was over. So I was grateful for that. But now I'm facing a different type of tribulation with my health issues, and I think I would rather do the Gulf War than the health issue. I think that, and this has been going on for 3.5 years now, and so I'm hoping that I have hope. In Romans 5, 1 through 5, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." I believe that we have faith through after being born again, and we can have peace with God. And when we have peace with God, I believe we're justified in our own conscience. Certainly our justification was bought and paid for in the 3 hours of darkness when Jesus was made to be sin who knew no sin. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Why can't we just start off with hope? You know, let's not go through the tribulations and the patience and the experience. But that's not seemingly the way it happens. And so we have to go through that road. I believe that there's a way that brings hope, and it has to go through those steps. So I believe that the Lord can heal. I believe that if it's His will, He can heal. But either way, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, either way, I'm going to be delivered, either in life or death. Amen. So I have to believe, first of all, that the Lord will deliver me, and I have hope of that through the tribulations and the patience and experience that I have gone through. In Matthew 8, 16, 17, it says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him, Jesus, many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. I believe, and Brother Martin and I have talked about this, while he was on earth, when he healed, he actually took those sicknesses and infirmities into himself. And think about that. I mean, maybe that's why the Lord had to go rest from time to time, because he was healing people. Prior to the 3 hours of darkness, when he was made to be sin, he bore those sicknesses and infirmities in his own body temporarily, and those people were healed. So I have hope through that. But now he doesn't have to take that into his own body, because he's defeated that in the 3 hours of darkness. He's defeated death. He's defeated everything that bothers or that would take us and destroy us. So I have hope in that, that he will bear, or rather that by his stripes we are healed, that we can have healing. And I think that the church should be a house like a hospital. We should be praying for each other. On Wednesday, I have a scan. I'm praying that there's no cancer. Stage 4 cancer, bone cancer, it can be defeated. I believe it. And so that's what I'm praying for, that the Lord would deliver me. But in either case, if he wants me to go through more tribulations and patience and experience, then I'm going to do it through his help, knowing that he has already paid the price for my healing. In Psalm 6, 1 through 4, it kind of talks a little bit about this. And right now, my particular issue is supposedly bone cancer from metastasis of prostate cancer. So my bones are supposedly riddled with cancer. And I'm thinking, well, yesterday I worked 10 hours up and down ladders, putting together building a church over in Alabama, and I felt just fine. So I believe the Lord can even give me energy and stamina and keep going. And I'm praying for that. It says in Psalm 6, 1 through 4, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My bones are vexed right now. My soul is also sore vexed. Well, thinking about it, you know. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. Now that I've got several grandchildren, I want to be around and be able to see them grow up. I'm so enjoying over in Alabama building and all, and working with the Mosley family and seeing those grandchildren grow up. I mean, those children. And they have claimed me as a grandfather. And Brother Asa and Sister Carla, I claim as my children. So I believe we can have bigger families, spiritual families. And I rejoice so much in that. It just brings so much joy and hope in me that the Lord's going to see me through this. So I believe that he can, if he so desires. And I just finished in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20, to try to have a big picture of what's going on. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are not bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So I don't own my body. It's his. And I have grown more in the last 3.5 years spiritually prior to cancer than I ever have before, through these tribulations and experience or excuse me, patient experience, I have hope. And like I said, it's up to him. I leave it up to him, and I believe in all my heart that either way I'll be filled with hope, and the Lord will help me through this time. So many that are sick here amongst us, we have the same pathway of going that direction of asking God to help. And regardless of what happens, hope in that he will heal us, but if he chooses not to, then be in a better place for sure. But I'm not ready to go anywhere. I don't have dying grace. I don't want dying grace. Why? Because I don't believe that I'm dying. So, but if he so desires for to take me, then I'll get it when it comes in need and need it. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And like I said, I'd ask the church to pray for me on Wednesday that the Lord would perform a miracle, and that I would be like the mad Gadarene who has torn myself up many times amongst the tombs of confusion and vexing, and that he would deliver me and throw that cancer over the cliff, put it in the pigs and let him go over the cliff. Remove this mountain from me and let me be able to declare what great things the Lord hath done. Dearly Father, we come before thee, Lord. We ask that you would help us in our times of need and help us through the tribulations that we go through. Help us to have the patience and experience that go along with that, and help us to have hope in thee, Lord. We have eternal hope that thou hast done all things well, that we have been saved eternally through thy precious Son, through his work, and we're grateful for that. We ask that you would help us, though, in our personal struggles and tribulations, that you would give us hope. We ask that you would help this nation to repent of its sins and help us to turn to thee, Lord, and be what we should be. And let it begin in the house of the Lord. Let it begin from the ground root, ground up, that we would honor thee. We would seek thee with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Please continue to help us to grow in grace, and please bless this time together, and give, I pray thee, healing to all those that are sick. And thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for your kindness, your work, and us, that you would help this temple of ours to be used to glorify thee, Lord, in everything we do and say, and let the meditation of our heart and all be acceptable in thy sight. And we thank you again. Please forgive us for our sins. Please bless the rest of the service. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.